ओम शांति।
ओम शांति। आज हम स्वयं पर विजय प्राप्त करके
टुडे विल कॉन्कर आवरसेल्व्स
विश्व विजयी कैसे बन सकते हैं इस विषय पर बातचीत करेंगे।
टुडे विल बी डिस्कसिंग अबाउट द टॉपिक how we can conquer ourselves and thereby conquer the world. So earlier we didn't have the dream of conquering the world, but as we got Baba gave his inheritance to be the master of the world. God, who is the Supreme Father and Almighty, He gives us such wonderful knowledge and teaches us yoga. Through which we can become the masters of the world. Baba always says that no one can conquer the world with physical strength. We can defeat others with a physical strength, but we cannot win over them. To win their heart, for that we should have the power of knowledge, the power of yoga, and the power of purity. That is, we should be complete with all virtues. And the one who has full character inside them can only win over others. It is said that that is, one who wins over Maya can conquer the world. It is also said in other words that if you conquer your mind, you can conquer your world. The one who has control over himself can control the world. When we look at the history of different kingdoms, we understand there were great kings who were concerned about the people and who sacrificed Lord for the people, and only such king won over the heart of other people, while many other kings, because of the vices of lust, they lost their kingdom. Because they had attraction towards others, there were huge battles that was fought and the kingdom fell. While some other kings were involved in different corruptions and were also under the influence of greed. So there are many examples in the history. The king of Gujarat, Bhim Dev, when Mohammad Ghazni came to loot Somnath temple, He was in the courtyard seeing the dance of his servants. So Chanakya, the kingdom which Chanakya won over, so that king was also corrupt under the influence of ego too. There were battles that were fought and they lost the kingdom. So in the history there were different examples that's given, which says that based on one's own sanskars, which also says that if you do not have control over your senses, that king had lost the kingdom. Based on this, we can understand that our capability, if you look at this, Baba makes us capable first and then gives us the kingdom later. If you become completely wiseless, completely pure, and if your 16th celestial degree full and is completely full of good character, then we'll be able to deal with the kingdom. So for that, Baba teaches us and gives us the power of knowledge, power of yoga and power of purity, through which he makes us capable, and then later he gives us the kingdom so that we can rule over the kingdom for the longer time, and we can become the emperor for longer time, and also become and also rule in a longer period, on a longer period. God himself has said that if you want to become an emperor, you should first control over yourself. Baba says that if you can transform yourself, then you can transform the world. If you conquer yourself, only that person will become capable to take care of huge tasks. Even today, if you have to take care of a trust or an organization or a company, or if you have to take care of any department, the effort is being made to give it to a capable person. That's why in the confluence age, Baba teaches us to make such effort. Now, what is the meaning of conquering yourself? With your power, and that is, you should conquer over your powers and also your senses, that is your mind, intellect and sanskars. You should make it pure, elevated and powerful. If your mind wanders, then the basic foundation is not right. That is, first in the mind thought arises, then it's brought into action, and then later it becomes a sanskar. If your mind is not able to concentrate, if the mind is constantly wandering, then the mind won't be able to remain stable. That, for that, the biggest dharana is that of purity. For this, the input of pure, true knowledge is given daily. Mind goes in those directions based on the input that is given in the mind. The information, the knowledge that you fill in the mind, based on that, mind focus itself in that direction. Mind goes in that direction. The mind cannot become peaceful and stable if you put the wrong input. That's why we are given Murli class daily by Baba, based on the true knowledge of Shiv Baba. Brahma Baba churned that knowledge and has given us in the form of Murli. So through true knowledge and right understanding, only through this way we can control over our mind. This is our own experience, that if you practice knowledge and yoga daily, mind gets the right direction. You can involve yourself in pure thoughts. Only then your mind will be able to remain pure and stable. Intellect controls the mind. So the intellect is the anchor. So intellect decides based on the thoughts that's created in the mind. For that, your intellect should be very pure and divine. This can be done through the true knowledge, and through true knowledge we get the blessing of a divine intellect. Baba gives us true knowledge. Through this knowledge, the right education that's been taught, the right sense that we achieve, which we call as wisdom, this is our greatest achievement, which we can get only from Baba. Through Baba's remembrance, when we make our intellect pure and truthful, then the intellect is able to discriminate properly and is able to decide. So these two powers are the most important powers, that is, the power to discern and the power to discriminate, decide. So how much is your depth of the knowledge, that much you will be able to discriminate. How much ever you practice yoga, that much your intellect become pure and your intellect will be able to decide what is right. So these two powers should definitely be inside you. Then you'll be able to rule over yourself in the right way. And in your personal life too, there will be discipline that you acquire through this. And every moment you'll be able to discern in the right manner and will be able to make the decision accordingly. So this capacity, those who are in the field of management and administration and education, they require this a lot. And this can be acquired through yoga, through Baba's true knowledge and yoga. This capability will be acquired inside us. for that Baba said that your mind should always remember me, and Baba had given us the mantra of Manmanabhav. If you're constantly in the stage of Manmanabhav, or if your intellect is always connected with Baba, then these two powers of yours will be in balance and will be under your control. And this will work according in the right time, in the right occasion. So it said about intellect, yoga through intellect, because your attention should be towards Baba. When your mind and intellect is right, then definitely your actions will always be right, and your samskar will be accurate. In order to purify your samskar too, Baba said that through the fire of yoga, you can transform your samskars and you can make it pure. So we all children of Baba, in the practical confluence age, we all are involved in this effort, and based on this, our life has transformed. We became free from addiction and wrong kind of behaviors and wrong addictions. And today, our life has become very pure and full of character. So these capabilities help us to achieve an elevated status in the future. So when the mind, intellect and samskar is under control, then naturally you will be able to win over the sense organs too. Your eyes, your vision, drishti, has become so conscious now. You are not influenced by any person or situation. Based on your internal virtues, you interact with others. Otherwise, it's said that eyes cheat, that is, your vision deceives. But when you have this memory inside that we are all children of Baba and we are all souls, brothers, body is male and female, but we, the souls, are powers. So how much we have this stable stage of being so conscious, then if we look at any male or female, we won't become body conscious, nor our eyes will deceive ourselves. Through pure social soul conscious, we'll be able to look at others and interact accordingly. This is a huge control that we have. This is not an ordinary thing. Because of which everyone becomes fearless. That is, for example, if a sister goes to this brother, that sister can remain safe because that brother is a yogi brother, because he always remains in soul conscious stage. If a sister is soul conscious, then others also become fearless. Jain brothers, sisters say that we should become Sachitapasvi, that is, the animals and birds also should become fearless, because yogi does not harm others or torture others. That's why we practice daily. We practice soul consciousness. We practice the vision of looking at others as a soul and pure attitude. So we should have control over the eyes. We need not have to close our eyes nor remove our eyes when our attitude is that of soul conscious and our drishti, your vision, is that of soul conscious, then other wrong things are not influenced. Next, we should have control over our ears too. We listen to Baba's elevated version daily. Through the ears through which we hear the elevated version of Shri Baba, through this ears, we should not listen to any words that defame Baba's children. If we insult other children, we cannot make their parents happy by insulting the children. So we and the whole world are children of God. We are listening to Baba's elevated version daily. So we should not involve ourselves in his or hers, nor listen to anything which defames others. So this we can say that we have control over our ears. That is the brahmacharya or celibacy of the ears. Eyes does not have a lid, but me, the soul, has control and has the power of knowledge and yoga. Then we won't listen to any waste words from others, nor will listen to any words that whose content is that of defaming others. You should also have control over your mouth. That is, one is your foot should be pure. Baba has made us control over the senses of taste. People get influenced by the taste. We should have control over the taste so that our mind and intellect should be with Baba. Otherwise, we'll constantly think about what should I eat, what should I prepare. So we think a lot and then we have to prepare. A lot of time is being wasted in that. Baba has given us the rule of pure divine food, through which we are able to control over our tongue. Baba said, we should live to, we should eat and the food that we should eat should be pure. That's why we offer bhog to Baba daily and then we consume that food later. Through this rule, you will be able to control over your sense of taste, and we have this sense of surrender that it is Baba's kitchen and Baba is feeding us so that we should feed Baba first. And our words also become under the control, our control. How much ever we become a yogi, you will have control over your words. Through the power of yoga, you get divine powers and virtues, achievements. This is an elevated attainment that we get through the power of yoga. And automatically, you will get control over your words. Otherwise, there were battle that's fought because of words. There were a lot of strikes that were conducted, and there were war that's being led forth because of the words. So if you have control over your words, you can win of the hearts of others. Otherwise, through the words that are very loose and that insults others, and through which there will be a lot of disturbance in the relationship with others. The reason is because of lack of control over your words. But when you fill your mind and intellect with knowledge and yoga, through this knowledge, this will go out of your mouth in the form of nectar and gives happiness to others. And automatically you will be able to control your action. Since the time we have accepted this, the path of Raj Yoga, then automatically there will be control in the action. In your action, there should be brahmacharya, control over the anger, control over the sense of taste. Automatically all these happen and will be under your control. And this you have experienced practically through the knowledge and yoga. You become the master of the world and you can win over the master. And if you control yourself, automatically you'll be able to conquer the world. This is real truth. This is not just words. This is our personal experience, that if you win over Maya and win over the five sense organs, you will automatically win the five elements of nature. And karmic account won't be able to shake you. So these three are the steps which makes you perfect. And in the future, makes you the master of the world. Om Shanti.